And now, great moments in history.
Now it's time for Great Moments in History, the facts and true stories behind momentous events that have helped to shape the present-day world. Now for today's exciting true story. The true story of Curtis Clip and that of his invention, along with his collaborator, young Ernest Paper, his boyhood friend. As our story opens, it is a brisk October evening. The year is 1798. Inside the Clip home in Boston, young 5-year-old Curtis is down in the basement working with some blacksmith tools as we hear him.
Let me see here. If I can just sort of bend this horseshoe around in such a way to hold the papers in place without dog-earing the papers, I'll have a mechanism for holding papers together, as in volumes or several sheets of paper at once.
Meanwhile, as Curtis is working feverishly on his horseshoe, his young friend, Ernest Paper, walks in.
Curtis, how are you?
Ernest Paper, thou buggest me. What do you want here anyway?
Well, I was just looking at you with that horseshoe, and it seemed to me that if you get a few horseshoes and a couple of pieces of paper, people are going to have a little trouble trying to
hold. I'm inventing something to hold papers together. Would you please not bother me, Ernest?
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. I got this little piece of wire.
Never mind. And I have my own idea.
And so, now 45 years old, Curtis Clip, having been married to his good wife, Sarah, for 12 years now, and having a little establishment, a little shop on the Lower East Side, sort of a joint, like you might say, he's living happily, as he says to himself in the home, his wife.
Sarah, I don't want to complain, and I know you nag me a lot, but I don't think that was at all funny hanging that sign out in front of our establishment calling it the Clip Joint. That's not at all funny, Sarah.
Neither is that line, Curtis. I think you better get a new writer.
I cannot
Wait a minute. You're a bum, Curtis.
I know.
A no-good, lousy loafing, dirty bum. All you do is hang around here all day long and just nag, nag, nag.
I'm going back downstairs and work on my invention, Sarah.
And so young Curtis went down in his basement workshop to work on his invention. But there's a knock at the door.
Let me see if I can... Who's there?
Old friends.
Could I see Curtis? He's downstairs, Sarah.
Yes, he's down the big bum.
Oh, not him again.
Go on downstairs.
Now, let me see if I can just get this.
Hi, Kurt, baby.
Ernest Paper, what do you want? Another handout?
No. As a matter of fact, I just thought that I would bring you... You know, you've been pretty stubborn about
it. I'm tired of your freeloading.
Look. Just look for a minute. Take this little piece of wire and bend it back.
Yes.
Like this, see?
Yes.
Now take the bottom part of the wire and bend it up.
Yes. Like that, yes.
Now you see what happens? You get a piece of solid wire and a piece of bent wire. Now you take the paper... You slip it between the two pieces of wire. Look, solid as a rock.
Paper, you're a genius.
Yes, Clip.
Paper Clip.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's great. We'll patent that, and we'll become famous and rich. The Paper Clip.
But, alas and alack, time knows its cruel blow. A little kid up the street named Morris Staple had beat them to the whole thing.